for coming out on this. Actually, it's improving. I was going to say dreary, but look at it. It's actually picking up, isn't it? Morning. It's a real pleasure to see so many members of the Vancouver literary community here. I'm not going to say very much because we have a full slate of exciting moments for you. I will begin. Introduce myself. I'm Stephen Galloway. I'm the acting chair of the UBC Creative Writing Program. We are extremely pleased in this, our 50th anniversary, to welcome the Scotiabank Giller Prize to UBC on behalf of the creative writing programs of British Columbia and Canada in their 20th anniversary year for the long list announcement. So, settle down and... I'm going to now ask Elder Larry Grant from the First Nations House of Learning to come up and say a few words.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for that introduction. I'm from the Musqueam First Nation. Our community is just 8 kilometers in that direction, right next door to the most prestigious golfers in the Lower Mainland, the Shaughnessy Golf Course. I'm one of the elders from Musqueam, resident elder at the First Nations House of Learning, resident elder at the School of Social Work, and also co-teach the Musqueam language as an adjunct professor in the First Nations language program. I would like to say a few words of welcome from our people and from myself. Just want to say thank you to everyone here, and thank you to the organizers and to the Giller Association for having me here to greet you this morning here at UBC on the traditional, ancestral, unceded territory of the Hunt Kaminam speaking Musqueam people. Our great, great, great grandparents were the ones that were here to greet the first visitors to this land. And I have done the same this morning and raised my hands in welcome. Thank you very much.
Thank you. I will now invite Gage Averill, the Dean of Arts at UBC, to the podium to say a few words. Thank you.
Greetings. Welcome to UBC and to MOA. As the sign says in front of you, this is a place of world arts and cultures. I'd like to thank my friend Elder Larry Grant for his opening remarks and remind us officially, as Larry has, that UBC sits on the traditional, ancestral, and unceded territory of the Musqueam people. This gathering provides us with an interesting opportunity to reflect that we live in a country full of stories. These are not always written down. Much of it is literatures that predate the arrival of Europeans. First Nations oral literatures abound with tales and with origin accounts, histories, genealogies, and with humorous, edifying, and often awe-inspiring accounts. It's not necessary, I think, in this group, in this place, to remind us how precious these oral literatures are, these stories that we tell. It's also vital to keep not just the stories alive, but keep the languages and the cultures that have generated them and led to them. in the Faculty of Arts, as Larry Grant has noted, we have a First Nations language program very closely linked to our First Nations Studies program. I recognize the head of that program, Daniel Justice, who is here with us today, also a member of the English department. This program documents and helps to keep alive, keeps vital, the cultures of BC's First Nations peoples. So even as we celebrate the written word, we have to recall that it issues forth from a much deeper capacity of human beings to tell our stories, these stories that deeply ground us and that form us, form our nations and our communities and our individual identities as well. When I immigrated to Canada 9 years ago, one of the really lovely recognitions was that Canada, in contrast to the country I came from, the U.S., takes literature much more seriously. In Canada, people still ask, what did you read over the summer? Or what are you reading now? As a dean, I blog about my reading, as does our president, Stephen Toop. In Canada, contemporary literature is discussed and debated much more often. It's covered more prominently by the media, and I believe we have some coverage here this morning. The CBC, for example, has a summer program devoted to reading. What an amazing thing. We have pages and supplements in all of our major newspapers devoted, again, to this thing we call reading and of literature. Cities tout statistics about, that's hard to say, tout statistics, about library usership. What a great thing. Authors are accorded a more prestigious role here in Canada. And of course, Canada hosts one of the world's most respected literary prizes, which brings us here today. So you can imagine what a personal delight it is to welcome the Scotiabank Giller Prize, its long list announcement to UBC in partnership, as Stephen has noted, with our creative writing program. I especially want to welcome, and quite warmly, the founder of Scotiabank Giller Prize, Mr. Jack Rabinovich, who is here with us today. Jack, if you don't mind. And we want to acknowledge the members of Scotiabank and the Vancouver Writers' Fest who are here with us today. Thank you all for joining us. This unique event marking, as we noted earlier, the first time this Giller Prize announcement has been held outside of the city of Toronto. We're grateful for the recognition this brings not only to UBC's creative writing program, but to the thriving literary community in the west of Canada. And the timing couldn't be more propitious. We're celebrating this year the 50th anniversary of UBC's creative writing program, which is the oldest, largest, and most innovative, and this is me speaking, most innovative program of its kind in Canada. Our faculty and our alumni have contributed prodigiously to the literary culture of Canada. They include a number of former Giller Prize nominees, some of whom were here with us. So we extend our deep appreciation to the Scotiabank Giller Prize for sharing this moment with us. We're happy to recognize not just the finalists, but all of the writers of Canadian fiction who form a pool from which these finalists derive. Enjoy the ceremony, and thank you again.
Thank you, Gage. I would now like to invite to our podium Mr. Hal Wake, who is the director, artistic director of the Vancouver Writers' Fest.
Thank you, Steve. It really is a great honor to be part of this event. And first of all, I have to thank the Creative Writing Department for working so hard to make this happen. They really were the engine behind it. I would add to the adjectives largest, diversified, innovative, quite simply the best creative writing program in the country. That might be controversial to some, and I may make some enemies by saying that, but my proof is a few years ago I was having a coffee with Andrea Schroeder, one of the faculty members, and I had the program guide for the festival, and he opened it up and he went through, we do all the bios at the back, and he went, grad, grad, grad. By the time he got to the end, I think he'd said it 16 times or something like that, which is a huge proportion of the writers that we have at the festival. So it's just not controversial in my mind that this is the greatest writing program in the country. But I also have to thank the Giller Prize for coming out and making this the first place outside of Toronto where the announcement is made. Just the fact that the Giller creates discussion about books, regardless of who wins. A list comes out. No list can recognize all of the great books in any one year, but what it creates right off the top is discussion about books, and that's fantastic. After that, what the Giller has done with the long list, the short list, and the winner has brought attention to dozens and dozens of writers in this country who, in many cases, have been underappreciated. And the prize itself creates readers for some of our best writers. And that is just invaluable in our literary culture. I'll just end with a little plug for the Writers Festival, because we're coming up on October the 22nd. We have program guides available at the back for those of you who may not have seen it. And we actually are doing a few events out here at UBC. I think really it's the first time that within the festival we've done that. And we have George Packer from The New Yorker coming out, and Eric Schlosser, who wrote Fast Food Nation. So our nonfiction series out here at UBC is going to be tremendous. And I hope that more than a few people, there's a box of books under there. We're going to do a little show and tell when the list is announced. And I'm confident that a number of those writers will be at the festival as well. So let's get this going.
Thanks, Hal. Next, I would like to invite Dr. Daniel Justice from the First Nations Studies Program to say a few words to us. Professor Justice.
Thank you very much. It's a distinctive pleasure to be able to stand here in this place, in this territory, at this university, and among these many distinguished guests to celebrate writers and the stories that we all share. I think it's not a coincidence, maybe a nice bit of synchronicity, that this is also, this week is also the time that the Truth and Reconciliation Commission is taking place here in Vancouver. And I think the truth part of that is something that often gets dropped when we talk about reconciliation. But I think prizes like this in the literature that emerges out of our histories together, I think this is a good opportunity to think about what those truths are and share more about the truths that people have experienced throughout our history and continue to experience, and how that helps to humanize our experience together. In part because we're standing in this particular place at one of Canada's premier universities, on the unceded ancestral lands of the Musqueam people, we have an opportunity to consider the ancient roots of storytelling in this country and the Indigenous peoples who continue to express their fierce love and commitment to land, to one another, and to all of us through story. All across this land, from the Coast Salish lands of Vancouver, the islands, and the Lower Mainland, throughout BC to the north, across the Rockies and the prairies to the woodlands and beyond to the Eastern Dawn lands, Indigenous writers are producing some of the most vibrant and important works of literature available in Canada today. They write about all the topics that other writers explore: love, loss, pain, passion, joy, but they also take up themes that push against the too comfortable and often incomplete understandings of this country, its histories, and its futures. In writing of these truths, they bring us all closer to the best and worst of what Canada is and what it yet might be. The Scotiabank Giller Award is one of those rare occasions when national attention is given to the work of writers in this country, as it celebrates what story and the written word means to all of us. As we extend well-deserved recognition to today's list of incredible nominees, and I'm anticipating some excitement very shortly, let's also extend our support and enthusiasm to those many writers not on today's list, those whose voices remain vital to the honest and full understanding, the truth of literature in this land we now call Canada. Let this award and these occasions remind us of the stories that we still need to hear. Wado, thank you very much.
Thank you. I would now like to invite the delightful and formidable Nalusha Alibi, who is Vice President of the North Coast and Fraser Valley District, that is a long title, of Scotiabank to speak to us.
I did call you.
Thank you, Stephen. He called me formidable. Do I look formidable? No, absolutely not. You know what? I am actually awed by the people over here, and I met some of them last night, and I said to some of my staff that everyone I met has written several books or is in the process of writing books, so kudos to all of you. But I'm honored to be here today on behalf of Scotiabank to recognize excellence in Canadian fiction. Today is an exciting day in Canadian literature as we get ready to announce the long list for the 2013 Scotiabank Giller Prize. The Scotiabank Giller Prize is a special award. It puts a spotlight on both new and established writers from across Canada, highlighting the rich contributions they make our culture, our imaginations, and our interpretations of the world. At Scotiabank, we are proud to be able to support the authors and their work. We believe in the true value of supporting the arts, and it's because these arts add richness to our lives and our communities, encouraging us all to see the world and to see things in a different light and develop new perspectives. Since we began supporting the Giller Prize in 2005, we have worked closely with Jack and Alana to promote the nominees and the importance of Canadian literature through this award. Over the last 8 years, through Scotiabank's partnership, the prize has been able to grow while continuing to award Canadian authors for their literary contributions. The Scotiabank Giller Prize has so far endowed more than $750,000 to Canadian writers from coast to coast. I'd like to take a moment to congratulate the Rabinovich family on 20 years of this industry-leading award and pay tribute to the late Doris Giller. As well as all of you, I'm also excited to see what books have made this year's list, and I offer my early congratulations to the long-listed authors of the 2013 Scotiabank Giller Prize. Thank you.
Thank you very much. I would now like to invite Mr. Jack Rabinovich to the podium to speak.
What a wonderful setting. Really magnificent. It's very evocative of the history of the whole part of this country. Anyway, first, let me just thank some of the people like Steve Galloway for setting this thing up. Congratulations. And I think a lot of kudos go to Annabelle Lyon, who was a finalist in 2009 and a juror. Our jurist. I think without her inspiration and prodding, this would never have happened. So congratulations again. As you know, this is the first time the Giller has gone away from Toronto. Actually, the fact that it started in Toronto was strange because Doris and I were from Montreal to begin with. And I don't want me to bore you, but there are many fingerprints on this prize. Originally, 20 years ago, it was started when Mordecai Richler and I got together after Doris passed away, and we decided that that something had to be done. And we roped in a guy named David Staines, who was a major literary figure, and then we got Alice Munro. So the four of us really started the prize, and now I guess we had the fingerprints of UBC's creative writing course to the fingerprints on this prize, because this is the first time we've been away from Toronto. And I think it's a wonderful occasion. And I think to think that there's a creative writing course that's been around for 50 years is a celebration all by itself. So congratulations. I know that you're here and Essie Adijan is here, and I must tell you that being a juror is not as easy as it sounds. The jurors this year, Essie, Peggy Atwood, and Jonathan Latham, have read 147 books in a very short period of time, and they've come up with 13. Why they came up with 13, I don't know, but she may explain that to you. It's sort of reminiscent of the time when at one of the Scotiabank Giller functions, the jurors decided on two winners. And I'm in the position where I bring like five checks or six checks with me, all made out to different jurors. And I didn't know how to sort of switch and break one in half or tear one in half. So that year there were two winners and each received a check. Hopefully that will not happen again, because that's a situation that I don't want to go back to. In 2005, as you know, the Scotiabank's fingerprints were added to the prize, and they've been a tremendous asset and a tremendous partner. They've been generous and they've been thoughtful in their partnership, and without them, I don't think this prize would exist in the same fashion that it is today. So thank you very much, the Scotiabank. And now I would like to call upon Essie. I think it's your turn to come up, if I have the program right. Am I supposed to introduce her?
Why not?
Okay. And you have the honor of highlighting the 13 finalists. And so, without further ado, take over the podium.
Good morning. So many of the books that came across our desks this year were just excellent. And we had an incredibly difficult time narrowing down the field to just 13 titles. And we're at 13 titles because we couldn't narrow it down to 12. I mean, there were just so many terrific novels published this year, and the long list could easily have been so much longer. These are essential stories. Each of these novels and story collections offer a glimpse of who we are, of who we might be. Whether set in post-war Vienna or 1970s Montreal, contemporary Afghanistan or Newfoundland, each of these books took us out of ourselves to places that were at times uncomfortable and at times exhilarating. Some of the short stories in these collections exhibit a scope and breadth one would normally associate with a novel. Some of the novels on the list have the distilled intensity one expects from short fiction. But all of these books surprised us with their formal rigor, the ferocity of their vision, and their willingness to tell unknown stories in remarkably familiar ways. These 13 books remind us, once again, of that particular beauty that only the written word can realize. This is writing at its finest. So, without further ado, this is the long list for the 2013 Scotiabank Giller Prize. Dennis Bok, for his novel Going Home Again, published by HarperCollins Canada. Joseph Boyden, for his novel The Arenda, published by Hamish Hamilton Canada. Lynn Cody, for her short story collection Hell Going, published by House of Anansi Press. Craig Davidson, for his novel Cataract City, published by Doubleday Canada. Elizabeth DeMariaffi, for her short story collection, How to Get Along with Women, published by Invisible Publishing. David Gilmour for his novel Extraordinary, published by Patrick Crean Editions. Wayne Grady for his novel Emancipation Day, published by Doubleday Canada. Louis Omelin for his novel October 1970, translated by Wayne Grady and published by House of Anansi Press. Wayne Johnston.
Space issue. Carry on.
Okay, Wayne Johnston for his novel *The Son of a Certain Woman*, published by Knopf Canada. Claire Massoud for her novel The Woman Upstairs, published by Knopf Canada. Lisa Moore for her novel Caught, published by House of Anansi Press. Dan Vailida for his novel The Crooked Maid, published by HarperCollins Canada. And finally, Michael Winter for his novel Minister Without Portfolio, published by Hamish Hamilton, Canada.
Well, there you have it. We didn't do a great job on the table thing. I'm sorry about that. Anyway, I would like to thank everyone who has worked so hard to put this event together. I'd particularly like to echo Jack's appreciation of Professor Annabelle Lyon, who I know prefers to remain invisible, but has been working extremely long hours to make today happen. And I'd like to thank Essie for presenting and all of our partners who've come today, and particularly Jack and Elena and the Scotiabank team for coming here, and all of you for getting up so early on a Monday morning and coming to celebrate literature and writing. Thank you very much. One small note, we can mill about for a few more minutes, but then we have to go to the foyer to further mill because the museum...
One, two. Testing one, two. All right, party people in the place to be. The party has already started. And it's about the...
CITR 101.9 FM.
A center for ants? What?
We're a radio station broadcasting from UBC Vancouver.
How can we be expected to teach children to learn how to read if they can't even fit inside the building?
Visit CITR.ca.
Derek, it's just a
I don't want to hear your excuses! The center has to be at least 3 times bigger than this.
Witnesses, Art and Canada's Indian Residential Schools. An exhibition featuring artists from across Canada who have directly experienced residential schools or are witnesses to its ongoing impact. Programming will include guided tours, lectures, artist talks, performances, and online programs. From September 6th to December 1st at the Belkin Gallery, Main Mall, UBC. All are welcome. Admission is free. For more information, visit belkin.ubc.ca.